Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, the Food Safety Modernization Act will affect more than 5,000 South Carolina farmers, and the South Carolina Department of Agriculture is working hard to make sure everyone's ready. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on.
Well, you are right. This law has been in the works for, gosh, 5+ years now, and it is designed so that we can reduce foodborne illnesses and diseases by being more proactive with preventing problems when they're out there. And that's the good part. Then the challenge is that it will impact 5,000 farmers in ways that they would rather not have it impact them. So our job in the Department of Agriculture is to make the Washington regulations as workable as possible in training these farmers and then having them be able to pass all of these rules when we inspect them. So it's quite a change for a lot of people, but we're glad that it's the South Carolina Department of Agriculture and not a federal agency that's going to be working with our farmers.
Absolutely. And you've been given a little money by the feds to help this process along.
Well, we have been. Department of Agriculture was awarded a $3.5 million grant to work for several years in a wide range of responsibilities, part of which engages Clemson University to do some of the training out there with farmers, training their extension people, so that when we come in to do the audits and do the inspections, they are well prepared for it with your GAP practices and your good handling practices, but your water safety rule, your produce handling rules, all these specific rules around this new law. It's our job to educate our farmers. We're going to try to do it next week with an education session.
Let's talk a little bit about what's going to be involved in that education session.
It's going to be a training session, just like we said. It's going to be next week on the 13th from 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock at the South Carolina Farm Bureau office there in Casey. So it's not at the farmer's market. But it will talk about just some overviews about food safety. Some of the things we're talking about here this morning, this Food Safety Modernization Act, updating on the farm-to-institution program that we're doing. Clemson will be there with their food safety specialists. We're just going to do some examples of what is included in these new rules and what's not included, so people don't panic based on not knowing. Pretty involved training session.
If you want to sign up for this training class, you need to do that.
That's right, and just need to call here in the department, 803-734-2224, or you can go to the website and learn more about the FSMA, F-S-M-A, we just call it FSMA, agriculture.sc.gov is the website, and you can find a pull-down menu to talk about these things we've been discussing this morning.
That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.